Now, more of The Drive with Steve Jackson on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
3:38 on your Thursday drive. Yet to come, the great Slim Man, wonderful singer, musician. He'll be appearing again at Montgomery Village. He does that every year and pops in. Very cool guy. Supervisor Linda Hopkins will join us. Holly Hansen from the Gravenstein Apple Fair with Alan Siegel from Renewable Sonoma. One of the greatest, in my opinion, photojournalists in the world, Kent Porter from the Press Democrat, back with us. Michelle Williams from Canine Companions for Independence. Lee Pierce, our old friend who I have not seen in years. He was on the city council when we started this thing 10 years ago. And then he's been off the council for many years, but he's announced that he's running this year in District 2, which means that pits him against John Sawyer, who's, I almost said Tom Sawyer, what the hell? Or Tom Sawyer, whatever. Anyway, it's going to be interesting to see and talk to Lee again. And the Drive Brouhaha, the Hop Monk Brouhaha, Mark Carpenter and Herlinda in today, featuring a beer and cheese pairing with the folks at Redwood Hill Creamery. Sounds good to me. And this is the beginning of our 11th year on this show.
Hey, congratulations.
Pretty amazing, you know?
Yeah.
You were with us from almost the beginning.
Yeah. I was this close to just driving in and jumping on the air and saying hello, and then stuff came up, and I said, you know, I'm probably going to be on the air again really soon anyway. And here I am today.
He is, of course, the great David Templeton, longtime Drive Hall of Famer, former theater guy for us, and, of course, the Bohemian, Harry Duke, now writing for the Bohemian, and is with us every Thursday. And I got to thank you for turning us on to Harry Duke or vice versa, because he's great, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry he's not in. We were just talking about it. He's, you know, having exploratory surgery right now. They're searching for his soul.
Yeah, they tried that with me once. It didn't take. Yeah, and they just said, off you go.
Yeah, those soul transplants, you know, it's better to do gradual grafts.
I'm going to let you introduce our guest today. They're with the Raven Players, and I got to tell you, I've always loved this title because I can relate to it so much. Just about every relationship I've been in with a woman in my long life, this just works. I love you, you're perfect, now change.
Mm-hmm. One of the greatest titles for a musical ever.
I agree.
Indeed.
Well, I want to introduce Diane Bailey, who's the director of I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change, and let her introduce the cast.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I have three of the four marvelous ensemble cast members here today. Troy Evans.
Hello.
Kelly Constantine. And Bon Connor.
Hello.
They're all in there. And they play 15 different characters apiece.
I have to interrupt. Bon, you're going to have to leave. There's only one big voice guy in this room, and that's me, pal. Absolutely. Listen to this guy. How did you not wind up in radio?
Oh, well, I'm here right now, so I guess I kind of did.
And he's wearing a Superman shirt.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
I'm really not liking this guy. Between his voice and his great hair.
Oh, no.
There you go.
Yeah?
I mean,
look at us.
The drive
We're
voice
two bald
off.
Guys. Yeah, we'll have a drive voice off. Well, you got me beat. Finally, Mike, they found someone, you know.
We did it on purpose.
Yeah,
we brought
you.
Him in today.
Oh, yes.
On purpose.
So this show is a series of vignettes and musical numbers. When I wrote a review of it many years ago, and I described it as Love American Style the Musical, for anybody who remembers that TV show.
Unfortunately, I do.
I like to describe it as sort of like Saturday Night Live sketches with Broadway music.
Well, that's more contemporary than
yes,
Love American
is.
Style.
Absolutely, and I think this is a revision. It was revised in 2018 in January. So it is of our time. Online dating is part of the sketches.
Right
and
on.
Et cetera, et cetera. Really, he updated everything, and it's quite wonderful. It's a little more hard-hitting, which I like. It's a little more sarcastic. Which I personally like.
When did this thing debut? It's been around a little while.
In the late 90s.
Oh,
I believe
okay.
It was 1998, or 99.
There have been times when it has been listed as one of the most popular cabaret-style kind of musical shows in the country.
Absolutely, and it's been running off Broadway ever since then and all over the country and regional theaters. And the Raven actually constructed a cabaret stage on their stage.
Cool.
So the audience members will be sitting on the stage. There's cabaret tables, but there's also, you know, sturdy seats. And yeah.
If you want to, can you sit out in the theater seats?
Well,
and watch
you
from
could,
a distance?
But you wouldn't see anything because there's actually a wall. They actually built in a black box theater on stage.
That's amazing.
It's wonderful. So it's up close and personal.
What is it? I mean, how many people?
60.
Wow.
From the so you're going from a 400 seat theater to a 60 seat theater.
Well, I've seen like the Healdsburg band up there, 70
right.
people, and
right.
so it's a big stage.
Right. It's wonderful, and you know, like I said, the audience who are in cabaret tables, they get to meet the cast in all sorts of ways during the show, which I won't tell you. It's a secret, but. Yes, it's quite wonderful. It's been very fun. The audiences love it. It's just so funny, you know. And the music, I can have Kelly talk to the different styles of music.
Yeah, the music's all original for the play, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay. And there's a lot of different feels and styles throughout. So you got a little bossa, there's a little rock and roll, there's tango, just, I mean, all sorts of different stuff.
Wow.
Well, what I wanted to ask of the cast here as a way of kind of describing the show, since you each play numerous characters, can you tell us what a favorite character is and why and what they're doing in that particular scene?
Oh.
Let the big voice guy talk.
Superman, go.
For me personally, probably there's a character, he's a matchmaker, but he's, what prison is it? Calhoun. He's a prisoner at Calhoun State Prison, and he sets up matches to fall in love, and he's very aggressive and intimidating, but he's trying to help people, you know, find their significant other, so I think that's my favorite role. Yeah, intimidation, but, you know, he'll hook you up.
And does he sing?
Not in that scene, okay. No. He just talks and stands there. Is, you know, his intimidation alone is the scene, I think.
But, well, yeah. You talking is intimidating
well,
me.
Him singing, too, is wonderful.
Are you guys going to sing something?
Yes. I'd love to, yeah.
Go for it.
You ready?
Okay,
yes.
I'll set this up a little bit. This is the last part of a song. It's called The Marriage Tango, and it's a scene between two young parents. They probably have a six-year-old and an eight-year-old, something like that. And this is about them trying to have sex. And they keep getting interrupted. So we'll give you a little taste of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Turn their mics off. This is a family show.
Right.
Well, it was at one point, but
yeah,
not anymore.
Not anymore.
We cleaned
just have
it up
that
a
Alex
little
guy.
Bit.
Yes. It's
for
okay.
radio.
It's for today. Oh, that's right. No swearing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Right.
Here we go. Oh, there was a time.
There was a time. When our hearts were filled with passion so deep. Oh, the heights we would climb, but now when it's dark, we'd much rather sleep, but not tonight.
Mom, my head's got in the headboard.
The car's in the garage, my libido's growing large, and soon I will discharge my manly spell.
And my lizard escaped!
I cooked dinner in the wok, I washed every shirt and sock, so tonight I'm gonna rock and roll like hell.
We played with Play-Doh and Nintendo, we watched Frozen once again, so now it's time for fun that's rated X. We've gotten old and creaky, but watch us both get freaky. We're married.
We're married.
And we're gonna have burning, yearning, steaming, cleaving, mommy, daddy, steaming, screaming, good old fashioned.
Mom, Dad, the lizard's eating the guppies.
Let him
Wow. So apparently your kid is Jerry Lewis.
Yeah. and started
you know,
out with a New York accent. That was amazing. Brilliant.
Troy reminds me of a young Jerry Lewis in probably two or three of the scenes that he does.
He kind of looks like him.
He does, and he's wonderful. The cast is, as you can hear, vocally wonderful, and they're hysterically funny.
Oh, Mom. Oh, Dad. Dean Martin's in my room.
Absolutely. He does.
Nice lady.
So is that one of your favorite scenes to do?
Yeah, it's mine, considering the subject matter. But, you know.
We just had to get over our fear of dancing. But now we
they dance the tango through the whole song.
Oh, my God.
Quite an extensive tango that they must do while they're singing.
Holy crap.
Yeah. They dance many songs, and they sing, and they play 15 different characters, and they have quick changes that you think are, you know, they're quick change artists back there.
So. Does Jerry Lewis, do you play more than one character, or are you just the Jerry Lewis kid?
Many.
I think 15.
Yeah.
Holy
somewhere
moly.
There.
And what's a favorite for you?
Frank.
Probably. It goes either from Frank or whoever's in Stud and Babe.
Jason.
Because
now, are you a kid in all these roles?
No. Jason, I am a very awkward person on their first date with Kelly, and I have to be very unattractive because it's a whole fantasy of if he was a stud and if she was a babe on how perfect their first date would go.
Yeah. And we're far from studs and babes in this scene.
Oh, yes.
In the scene.
In real life, you know.
No,
sorry. And then the Frank.
Except for Bon.
He's always
a stud with that voice and that hair.
Well, you know.
You could do a sequel called Studs and Babes the Musical.
Yes, there you go. With this cast, I would be willing to because they're so fabulous. And, you know, it's all about different dates we've all had. Like Steve said in the beginning, you know, he loves this title because we've all had bad dates. We've all had first dates. We've all had great dates. And we've all had, there's a scene
with... What is
this
great date? You
I married my great date for 33 years.
You're lucky.
Well,
I can't tell you how many times I heard, I love you, you're perfect, now change. So, and one of them just walked in, actually.
At least it's in that order. You know?
Yeah. It's called I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change, a very popular musical. It's at the Raven. It's already running, and it runs through August 19th. Go ahead.
And we have tickets to give away.
Yes.
And Harry said we should give them away to number 12.
But let me explain something.
What did I say about them searching for a soul?
We don't listen to Harry. So
you just turn off your microphones when he's in talking. So pick a number.
Pick a number four. We are giving four tickets away, so...
So two pair.
Yes, two
pair. All right, so as we always do, the first two grab it, because we're going to be short on time. So, again, it runs through August 19th. It's running now at the Raven in Healdsburg. I love you. You're perfect. Now change, a-hole.
And how can people get tickets?
They can call 433-6335 or online at theraventheater.org.
Exactly.
And tonight is Value Night as well. So come out and see us.
And who wrote this?
Joe DiPietro and Jimmy Roberts.
Okay, and you said late 90s.
Yes.
It debuted.
For
some reason, I thought it was much earlier than that. But.
They won the Obie Award for Off-Broadway for this.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't beat the title.
Yeah.
And guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Big voice guy, Bon Connor Kearns. Diane Bailey is directing this. Kelly Considine is here. And Jerry Lewis.
Troy Evans. Also known as Troy Evans.
Yeah. Troy Evans?
Yes.
All right, great to meet everyone.
Have a good rest of your run.
Okay, Kelly, have you been in before? You look familiar.
I have not.
Okay. We need to get you to do some voice work for us.
There you go.
I would be honored.
Say, you're listening to The Drive with Steve Jackson.
You're listening to This Drive with Steve Jackson.
Yeah. I'm his agent, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, as of now. Thank you.
I guess I'll retire. No. We got our new host. Folks, thanks so much. And again, it runs through the 19th at the Raven Players in Healdsburg. Sounds like a lot of fun. Got to check it out. I love you. You're perfect now. Change. Thanks. Have a great run.
Thank you.
All right. My good friend Slim Man is back in town. This is a great guy, an amazing singer, amazing musician, and he'll be appearing at Montgomery Village, which he does every year. But he'll be back in to talk to us when we come back on The Drive. Stay tuned, everyone.